This is Jerry G. Martin, and welcome to The Light of the World. It was Jesus Christ himself who said, "Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open." Today's message is going to share with you how to ask, seek, and knock for the things that you need God to do in your life. Next year may also be a challenging year, but we have God on our side. What are the things you are believing that God can do for you in your life? With men, these things are impossible, but with God, all things are possible. The scriptures tell us that we have not because we ask not. So come and go with us as we continue to walk in the light of God's word. Of the many things of which we should seek, we should ask, and we should knock, one of the things that we need most is God's wisdom on how to deal with situations. We need God's wisdom. We cannot properly and biblically respond to others without God's divine counsel. The primary means of achieving that wisdom is asking God through prayer. James said in his book, "If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask God. God, what should I do in this given situation?" God gives us the principles in his word, but he doesn't give us specific rules for every conceivable situation. He doesn't give us specific guidelines for every situation. He gives us some principles, however. God desires then that we rely on him directly by asking, and he wants us to be in his word so we can pray wisely about our situation. Be in his word and then ask God's wisdom on what to do in this situation. I would venture to say that many of us never stop enough to ask God what to do about my situation. We know what to do. If they would just straighten up, if they would just do like I tell them, if they would just do what I want them to do and like I want them to do it, then everything would be all right. Somebody asks the question, you always want everything to go your way, don't you? If somebody asks you that, what's your answer going to be? The answer should be yes, you want everything to go your way. Whose way you want it to go? We want things to go our way, don't we? You don't have to answer that question. I know we do. You want it to go against you? No, you want things to go your way, but the other person wants things to go their way. And so how do we reconcile that so that God gets some glory out of us when there may be some conflict in there? Jesus gives us some specific instructions then. He said we ought to ask, seek, and knock about how to deal with situations, whether it's on your job, whether it's in your family, whether it's in your neighborhood, whether it's in your relationship, whether it's with your children. How do I deal with this situation? First of all, the promise that he gives us is valid only for believers. This is not for unbelievers. Why is it valid for believers? Because Jesus just talked about seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and God will respond to us. He's given this message to those who are believers, those who are followers of Christ. So one of the most important things we should never forget is that God is our Father. God is our Father. Jesus prefaced his model prayer by saying, start this way, our Father. It's not just a cliche. He said, you need to recognize who you're talking to when you're in prayer, our Father. We have this relationship with God. He's our Father. You should know that because God already knows that you are his children. He knows that when you've come to him, when you've given your life to Christ, when you've come out of darkness into his marvelous light, you have been born into the body of Christ, into the family of God, and you have the right and the authority to access him as his child because he is your Father. And if he's your Father, you should expect that he will meet your need. See, there's no limit to what our Heavenly Father will give us when we ask in obedience and according to his will. Paul said, and my God shall supply all of my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And my God shall supply all of my need. He does let us know that there is a process that takes place in prayer. There is the asking, there is the seeking, and there is the knocking, and all of those are different. The asking is kind of an initial request. There is an ask. How many of you have asked God for something, and from our perspective, we think maybe he didn't hear us because we haven't gotten any kind of response. We haven't gotten any kind of feedback. We haven't gotten any kind of answer, but it just seemed like maybe he didn't hear us. So, but we're asking. But seeking is different than asking. Seeking seems to require a little bit more effort and energy. So when we're praying, there are sometimes we can pray and we ask God and God responds right away. There are sometimes we're going to have to press our way on in. So if you think that you can just make your request known and take off in 30 seconds and God's going to move every time for you, you got another thing coming. You need to stay before the Lord in some prayer and asking and seeking and laying before him until you can get an answer. Oh, we don't like to do that. We're in this microwave culture where we just need to get it right now. You just press it and get it right now. You know, even if we click our computer and it takes 2 seconds, the thing is so slow. But some of y'all don't remember when we had to put the floppy disk in and wait 5 minutes. And then we just sit there, we were glad to wait there. Man, this thing is cooking, right? But we can't wait 2 seconds now. This is slow. We need to upgrade. You can't upgrade with God in terms of getting him to move on your timing. I believe God sometimes wants to know how bad we want it. Just think about this. What if you got everything you ask God for as soon as you ask him for it? I can tell you this. After a while, you're not going to appreciate what he does for you. The moment that he takes a second to get to you, then you're going to start complaining. Now, what's wrong with you, God? So he wants us to seek. And then there is a knocking. You can see the progression. There is a knocking. Jesus talked about the man that kept knocking on his neighbor's door for some food and kept beating on the door, kept on knocking. Talked about the woman that went to the unjust judge and said, you need to hear my case. And he said, I'm not concerned about you or whatever you got going. She kept going back. And Jesus used that as an opportunity. He said, see, look at this woman. Man ought to always pray and not give up, not faint while you're praying. Keep on knocking. If you haven't gotten your answer, keep on standing before the Lord. Keep on knocking and you will get some answers. See, some ask and quit. Others seek and quit. But you got to get to the place where you continue to knock until you can get an answer. And somebody asked me the other day, so is it okay just to keep asking God for the same thing? God's got time. He don't have a problem with you asking again. Until the Lord speaks to you and says, I got this, you don't need to ask anymore. Well, you keep asking. And if you haven't gotten your answer, now ask the Lord how you should ask. Okay, Lord, what should I be asking for now? Help me to pray for what I should be asking for. Sometimes we might be asking for something that the Lord knows once we get our hands on it, it's going to be all over for us. We don't know that, but he knows it. And sometimes he's protecting us from ourselves. If you've been praying and praying and praying and you're not getting an answer, step back and say, okay, Lord, help me with this. Now I'm going to pray so we can get some wisdom and understanding about what I'm praying about. You can ask, you can seek, you can knock. Philippians 4:6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Take your request. The Lord doesn't have a problem with you bringing a whole load of requests. Bring all of your requests to the Lord. Lay them before him. Ask, seek, knock. He says, with petition. Now he tells you how to bring it. Bring it with thanksgiving. How can I bring my prayer, my requests, my problems with thanksgiving, knowing that God, my Heavenly Father, is going to take care of me and that He has my best interest at heart? I can bring them with thanksgiving. We need the peace of God, which transcends all understanding. Lord, I need your peace. God can tell you, just wait, I got this. When God says, I got this, you can rejoice and have peace about it. So as Jesus continued his teaching on the goodness of our Heavenly Father, he assured us of the response that we should respect. Look at this in verse 9 of our text in chapter 7. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? Jesus has already said that God is our Heavenly Father, and he's trying to get us to get a good understanding and appreciation of how God is. He says, which of you who's a father that has a son, if your son asks for bread, you're going to give him a stone? And if he asks for a fish, you're going to give him a snake. Would you do that to your son? And the obvious answer is no, we wouldn't do that to our son. Then he says in verse 11, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Here's what Jesus is saying. Listen, if you who are not righteous, if you who are not holy, if you who've got flaws will do the best you can for your kids, what do you think your Heavenly Father is going to do for those of us who are here? And I think some believers just have not grasped the understanding that God is a good God. How many of you have been frustrated with God, mad at God, wonder what he's doing, wonder what's taking him so long, wonder why he's not doing what we want him to do when we want him to do it? In our hearts and our minds, we think maybe he's got something against us. Maybe he's working against us. Maybe he's not helping me and all of this. But you got to go back to the basics. Is no, God, no matter what goes on, you're a good God. Come on, say, God is a good God. God is good. Come on, say, God is good. Jesus is saying, your Heavenly Father is good, and he knows how to give good gifts to those who ask him. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're dealing with. But God is able to respond to you and meet the need that you have in your life, no matter what it is. I like this. If you, though you are evil, know how to give good gift to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give good gifts? Come on, say good gifts. How much will he give good gifts to those who ask him? So we're told in the scriptures, we have not because we ask not. You got to learn how to ask for those good gifts. That's not foreign to God. If he's got good gifts, I want to ask for his grace, ask for his favor. Now, the scripture that says we have not because we ask not says one of the reasons we don't have because we just want to consume it upon our own lust. Not just to be materialistic, but just say, Lord, you know what I get, what our needs are. I need your grace. I need your favor. I need you to open that door. I need to take care of my home. I need to take care of my family. I need to have some financial stability. I need some good gifts. Sometimes our financial stability depends more on our wisdom and stewardship than it does on him giving us some more money. He can give us some more money, and then we still end up broke. Lord, I need wisdom on how to manage what I have so I can get out of this rut. Or ask the Lord, what do I need for my financial stability, Lord? The obvious answer is I need more money, but you've had more money. What happened to it? So the Lord may say, you need to manage properly. Well, Lord, help me to manage properly. Make your requests known to God, number one. These are things we have not because we ask not. And I want to just challenge you tonight. If you got some things you need God to do, pray about it. Ask the Holy Spirit to even give you wisdom on how to make the request. The Bible says in one scripture, we don't know how to pray for the things we need to pray for, but the Holy Spirit will make intercession for us. Ask him, how do I need to approach you, Lord, about this situation, about this need that I have? Give me the wisdom to even ask aright. Then when I'm asking, I'm going to stand in faith. My Heavenly Father is a good God, and He has good gifts for His children. I'm one of His children. My expectation, Lord, is for Your blessings and favor to follow me. We can say it all we want to, but we got to believe it. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I believe that, and I have an expectation for that. Expect the wisdom of God. Expect the favor of God. Expect the blessings of God to flow your way. Expect the blessings of God. Now, especially if you're saved, especially if you're a child of God, and especially if you're a giver that's releasing the blessings through you. Now, if somebody has decided they're not going to give, they're not going to be a tither, they're not going to even give, you just, that's not me, I don't have to do all that. Well, you don't get the full benefit package that everybody gets. You can ask the Lord to open the windows of heaven all you want to, and He'll just say, the windows of heaven is not open for you. That's not in your plan. You haven't invested like that. But, you know, whenever somebody says, Pastor, I honor God with my increase, I give, and I give above the tithe, you have a right to go before the Lord with an expectation. Lord, it is your word that said, test me. It's your word that says, prove me. Your word that says, you will open the windows of heaven. Where is that window and where is the overflow? Is there something I'm doing that is blocking the overflow? I need to find out what that is, because I have an expectation that you're going to be true to your word. You said ask, you said seek, you said knock, and you said it will be given unto me. What I'm looking for, what is it you need from God right now, wherever you are? What is it that you need from God right now? And what do you need to do to receive that? You need to ask. But you need to ask with expectation. You need to seek with expectation. You need to knock with expectation. Some people don't receive because they're not even looking for anything. They'll ask God for something and just take off and don't even look for it. God may have delivered it. You may be sitting on the front door, maybe sitting in the garage, and you never even go look for it. You're still asking. God delivers on His promise. Here's what I want you to do. Some of you have some things maybe you've been asking or wanting God to do over and over, but you may not have just asked directly. We need to ask, and we need to have an expectation for whatever it is we need. If you don't have anything you need to ask for today, you're going to have to ask for it tomorrow. There's always an opportunity that stands before us. We never know what's going to happen and when it's going to happen, but we're going to need to know how to get right before the Lord and trust in His word. God doesn't have a problem with us holding Him to His word. Lord, you said in your word, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. And God, I'm standing here and I'm asking and I'm seeking and I'm knocking. Come on, in your heart, just voice your request to the Lord, what you need. This is what I need. You are my Heavenly Father. You said we can come to you with all of our request, all of our petition. You said that we can come and we can bring it to you. And you said that you know how to give good gifts to your children who ask you. We thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you. We praise you. You are our God and our Father. Our Father, who are in heaven, holy is your name. We thank you, Father. Jesus said He's our Father. Then He started asking, give us this day our daily bread. Father, give us this day our daily bread. That's our sustenance, our need to supply us the bread of your wisdom, the bread of your spirit, the bread of your knowledge. Give us what supplies our need. We thank you. We thank you, Almighty God. We praise you, Almighty God. Somebody needs wisdom on what to do right now. We ask you to give the spirit of wisdom right now. Somebody don't know what to do. They're at the end of their road. And we ask you right now, Lord, you know where everything is that we need. You know, I'm reminded of Hagar in the Old Testament. She's the woman that Abraham had the baby with, and then Sarah said, put that woman away with the child. She was out in the desert, used up all of her water. She sat down in a place and was just about to die of thirst. She cried out, and the Lord says, you know what? You almost sitting on a well. It's right there by you. She didn't know where it was, but God knew where it was. Just look right there. The well is right there. God's got your answer right there close by you. You just don't know where it is. It might as well be a million miles away. You say, Lord, where's the answer? What do I need? You know what my needs are. Father, we need your wisdom. We need your direction. We thank you for it right now, for your divine wisdom. You have the answer to everything. You know all things. And we ask you right now, that's for those who need the wisdom of God to make decisions. Somebody else needs God to help you in your health. God, what do I need to do? Where do I need to go? What physician I might need to see? What specialist or whatever it might be? God, lead me, guide me. Give me your divine direction in my life. I need that right now. Lord, I need to know how to handle my finances. I need to know how to plan, how to be strategic. I need to know how to get past just where I stay. I'm ready for increase. God, I need your divine guidance on what I need to do, what changes need to be made so that we can increase. Help me, Almighty God. We thank you, Father. We pray over this congregation. We thank you, mighty God. Give us wisdom, Father, on how to move forward in this congregation, how to appropriate all the ministry gifts that come into this place, in this building, how to encourage our people, how to strengthen them, how to help build them up spiritually. Help us, Almighty God, in every way and in everything. Help us, God. We need your wisdom on everything we are doing here. We need you to lead us and guide us and help us right now. You said, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and we shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. You have the answer, Almighty God, and we thank you. Now, Father, we have an expectation that as we ask you, we shall receive. And Father, we thank you. We praise you. We bless you in the name of Jesus. God, we hold to your word right now with our expectation. Come on, some of you have really been struggling with something. Say, Lord, I'm going to wait until I hear from you. Sometimes you just have to get in a quiet place until you can just hear. God, I know you're there. I might not be hearing from you, but I know you're there. I might not can hear from you, but I know you're hearing from me, and I know you're there. I know I can trust you with the answer. Thank you, Lord.
This is Jerry G. Martin. What a year we are experiencing right now. The good news is that we have an opportunity to allow God to use us in a significant way. The first thing we have to recognize is that God saved us to use us in His kingdom to reach people who do not know Him. As we go into a new year, instead of just focusing on our economic condition, our political conditions or our social conditions, how many people would you like to come to the Lord this year because you have been an ambassador or because you have shared your testimony of how you became a new creation and how the Lord has changed your life? Let's go into next year with a purpose and a plan to allow God to use us in a very, very strategic and significant way. Well, I want to take an opportunity to invite you then also to be a guest at our Sunday morning services. We are meeting each Sunday at 10 o'clock at 16161 Old Humble Road. We have all of the safety protocols in place. We have our mask and we are social distancing. But the main thing we're doing, we are glorifying God, magnifying the Lord, and instructing God's people on how to be productive in the kingdom of God. Join us this Sunday, or join us online at 10 o'clock at lowcf.org. Again, that's lowcf.org. Now for the light of the world, this is Jerry G. Martin saying, may the Lord our God richly bless you, and we'll be with you again next time.